Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best. Hi, this is Lori at the Happiness Hangout, a place and space to help you feel your best. Really glad to have you tonight at the Happiness Hangout this fine Wednesday early evening, depending upon where you live. Tonight's topic is going to be a little bit different topic than we usually cover on the Happiness Hangout. So it's going to be a really wonderful learning experience for me and hopefully for all of you out there, our listeners. We're going to be talking to Jean Logan about energy healing today, which I've always found a fascinating subject. So hopefully you'll have a real interesting time learning about it. And what I'd like to do first is tell you a little bit about her. This is Dr. Jean Logan who will be joining us. She's an ordained minister and has a doctorate in nutritional healing and has extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. She's a Toastmaster Silver Award winner and assistant instructor. Jean is the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and recently released Sacred Symbols of Healing Cards. Now in over 70 countries, manuals are available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, printed or ebooks from her website. The really cool thing is all profits from the sale of her books and cards are used to assist homeless children through the nonprofit called Holy Ground Farm, which is presently helping support two orphanages in Nepal and funding teachers in remote villages. Dr. Jean Logan, wonderful to have you to the Happiness Hangout. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lori. I'm delighted to be here. I'm very, very pleased that I've had this opportunity.
Well, we are too. And, you know, I really think I'd like to start off by asking you, give us an overview of the work you do and who it helps. Just give us kind of just a taste of what energy healing is and what you do.
Well, I am guided to create symbols or glyphs. And people always say, well, what's a glyph? Think about hieroglyphics, about the little carvings on the tombs in Egypt or on the rocks and in caves in the Southwest where the Indians have made little picture drawings. A glyph is a little symbol or drawing that has meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was guided to create these in order for people to heal themselves. And
wonderful.
I'm kind of like, if we think about Joan of Arc, where she got messages. Well, I get little messages from my guardian angel or guides telling me what symbols to use. And I came at it, why don't I go back to how I started with this? Or let me go back to a little bit about my past. I was one who was always in fear. As a child, I was just consumed by fear. You name it, and I was afraid of it. And I was in such fear, like when I graduated from high school, I was given an opportunity to have a paid-for college education, and I turned it down because I was afraid that I would have to get up and speak in front of people. That's how afraid I was. And I grabbed the first man who asked me to marry him because I was afraid nobody else would want me. I was very insecure. And, of course, being what I would call neurotic, I attracted another neurotic, and I married an alcoholic. And I lived in an alcoholic marriage for 20 years for the same reason. I was afraid to get out of it. I was afraid, again, nobody would want me. I couldn't handle, couldn't live by myself and take care of my children. So fear literally consumed me. And as I went forward in my life and I, you know, joined Al-Anon and different things to try to help myself and eventually was able to get free of an alcoholic marriage But I was always depressed at the same time, and I never knew why. I just was, even when things were better and I had two beautiful children, I had finally got a decent job, and I was just always depressed. And so I was fascinated by the glyphs, and I didn't know why. And one time I was sitting, I tried meditating. And while I was meditating, I saw a picture of a chalkboard in front of me with writing on it. So I thought that was telling me I should try guided writing. And so I went out on the deck and I tried to empty my mind and write whatever the angels would say to me or who, you know. And I got just gibberish, but then finally I got something that some angels that were telling me all about herbs and flowers and things, and I thought, wow, I'm on to something here. And so as time went by, I was fascinated by these glyphs, and I received an email from someone, and it had a glyph, which was a little picture. It looked like a centipede, a drawing of a little centipede with a little line around it, and it said that this glyph would remove parasites from the body that held fear inside of us. And I thought, oh, this sounds fascinating. And so I printed it out and I cut it out and it said, use with integrity. And I thought, well, I don't know how I would. And I just thought to put it against my solar plexus. And for those who don't know, the solar plexus is where the rib cage comes with an upside down V in front of you. And when I did that, I felt a tremendous kind of commotion going on in my liver area, which is right to the right of that, under the rib cage on the right side. And I thought, wow, what in heaven's name is all this about? And after a while, it subsided, and I thought, well, I don't know what this was, but I think I had that parasite, and I think it's gone. And so in my writings, I would ask my spirit guides, how did anybody do that? If anybody had the ability to give that much power, then I could do it. God has given us all the same. God has given us all the same power. And I thought, well, okay, they said, you just decide what you want the picture to do, and you tell it, you write a little program, and then you have a ceremony. And I thought, prayer and candle, and I called upon Jesus and Mary and to assist me, and so I tried it, and I didn't have a lot of luck at first, but then I had a friend call me, and she said that she had broken a glass drinking bowl for her dogs, and a piece went deep in her foot. She got the glass out, but it was badly infected, and it was 2 weeks had gone by, and it was very badly infected, and she did not want to take antibiotics. And I said, I asked her, Kathy, would you be willing to do a little research with me? I said, I'm going to try to create a glyph that will kill the bacteria. And she says, okay, let's give it a try. So I created two glyphs, one to kill bacteria, the other to speed the healing, and I emailed them to her. And the next day she said, wow, I think these are working. She said, the pain is gone, the swelling is gone, the redness is gone. And it was on to its way to healing, and within 2 weeks it had healed up. And so this is how I got started on that. And I want to point out, I was only concerned about myself at the time. I realized the reason I couldn't have any success creating a glyph for joy or anything is because we are all holding a lot of negative emotions in us. We are holding fear. We are holding sadness. We are holding anger. And so the first glyph that I created for that was I created one to remove fear. That was my big thing. And so I drew a little picture of a little thundercloud with a lightning bolt. And when I put it against my solar plexus, I felt like a little vacuum cleaner was pulling stuff out of me. I just felt like something was coming out of my breast, out of my arms. And I went on to create one to remove anger and resentment. Being married to an alcoholic for years, I certainly had a lot of anger and resentment in me. One to remove the sadness, one to remove the heartache. And I just kept going. And as I said, I didn't intend to go any further than healing myself because that's all I knew how to do. But I was just feeling better and better and lighter, and the sadness was gone, the anger was gone, the fear was gradually going away. I had so much that it was taking some time. It's like the layers of the onion. We've got this emotional issues that are around us like a layer of an onion, and they come off a little at a time. And underneath is who you really are. And I had no idea why I was here on this earth. But as time went by, I became able to understand. It was just an amazing revelation. Excuse me. I'm going to get a sip of water here. And so I continued on that, and I just kept feeling better all the time and lighter, and I tried them on my husband, and they seemed to help him. And so I would meet people, and they say, I seem to get a feeling that you're supposed to write a book. And a couple of people told me that, and I didn't want to hear that. I did not intend to write a book. I had no interest in writing a book. But I kept kind of getting a nudge. And so I thought, okay, all right. I was told that I should make these available so other people could get the healing that I had experienced. So I started out. It took me a long time to finish that first book. And I had glyphs in there to resolve bacterial illnesses and viral illnesses, remove all these negative emotions. Also, one to detoxify the body, where the ones I could take a strip of four of these glyphs and put them under my ribcage on my right side from my liver, and I could literally feel the negative energy, the toxic matter being drawn out of the body. It was an amazing experience, and it took me, I started this, I think, 2004, so I've been doing this for 12 years. And the first few years, I just was working on myself. You got any questions, Lori? You still there? Hello? Lori?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I just heard you now. Okay,
good.
I wanted to make sure we didn't get lost here somehow.
Nope, doesn't look like we did. Well, I have several questions, and no wonder I was trying to ask you and you didn't hear me. Apologize for that.
Okay. No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. So, first of all, so many questions. First of all, you know, as I mentioned to you, our audience has many different backgrounds in terms of spirituality, religion. You know, this show is typically around how to get yourself happier. I thought it would be really interesting to bring something in a little different. So let me back up. And, you know, I'll tell our listeners, when we bring people on our show, we come with an open mind and an open heart. And, you know, we can always learn something. So what I'd like to learn more about right now, and I think our listeners would be interested too, is I do realize that people have open to wish intuition. Some people are more intuitive than others that allow themselves to be open to things that maybe other people aren't. So, you know, people may or may not, you know, quite frankly, buy into you know, others hearing or spirit guides. Tell me just a little bit about how you take in what you call spirit guides. Is this an energy that comes to you by hearing or feeling, or how does that work for you?
Well, I was raised a Catholic, and we called it a guardian angel, that everybody has a guardian angel. or a spirit guide, which is essentially the same thing. And I believed that, I kind of half believed that as a Catholic. I never was sure about that until I had this experience where I saw that writing in my meditation. And as I said, I went out and I tried to empty my mind and see if I could get any message from my guardian angel. And I knew it was possible. Like I said, we all heard of Joan of Arc, who was getting messages from her, was she getting them from God or her guides? I'm not really sure how that was coming. But everybody has a guardian angel. And God will speak to anyone, everyone too. It's just we have to be willing to listen. So whether you talk about it being the spirit guide, or is it God, or God's angels, if it's an angel, most of us believe in angels, and we hear about amazing things happening from angels where something happens where all of a sudden you're spared some disaster from an angel helping you. And we could hear them if we just relaxed ourselves and listen. And it's we all talk to God, but some of us don't realize that God will talk, God or angels will speak to us if we're just willing to relax ourselves enough to listen.
And do you hear do you hear something through meditation, or does it come to you in your drawings, or how does it come to you?
That was the only time. I think I remembered one time in the middle of the night, I heard very clearly the word trust. Just that was it, just trust. Now, I don't usually just hear things all of a sudden. What I do, since I learned is with this time I started where I would just relax my mind and get out of the way, get my mind out of the way. We have so much chatter going on in our mind, and that's what makes it difficult for us to hear the guidance we might be able to, because we have so much chatter going on. And so I try to relax my mind, and people say, well, how do you know it's not you that's you're talking to? Well, sometimes when I would be getting things, I would get instructions on how to write them. They would use words that were not in my regular vocabulary. And there are times I'd even go to the dictionary and I thought, well, did I understand that? What does that word even mean? So if I'm getting something that I never heard before, then I know I'm sure that I'm getting a good message. Or if I'm using words, getting words that are that I don't normally use. But it comes as just almost like a thought, only like I say, it's a thought that isn't, you can tell if it's not coming from you, if it doesn't, something that's totally unexpected. Or maybe there's times it's something that you don't want to hear. They're giving you some guidance that you, I can remember with my husband, we would have difficulties and we'd be arguing, and I would ask, what can I do about him? And the answer I got, the problem is not with him, it's with you. Yeah, that was something I didn't want to hear.
Of course.
So that when you get an answer like that, then you know you're getting a genuine answer.
Right.
But it comes like a thought. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And when you use the glyphs, I really believe in energy. I'm a big fan of law of attraction, and there's so much energy around us. I think anybody who believes whatever they believe, whether they believe in any spirituality or not, knows that there is energy, knows that quantum physics exists and energy movement. Would it be accurate to say that, as the glyphs come to you and you make drawings and you put them on your body, is it our natural energy plus our, say, positive mindset? Is that what makes the glyph work, or is that even remotely accurate?
In other words, do you have to believe them to make it work?
And is it your energy? Does energy inside you, because we all have energy.
Well, first of all, I'll answer my question first. You have to believe in them to work. They work amazingly well on animals, and they don't believe anything. But is it my what happens when I give empower? I was in the glyphs. I do the drawing, and I drew have the what's called the programming statement. And oftentimes, I will be told what to put on the statement. And then I will have a little the ceremony kind of evolved as time went by, where I would invite in the archangels and angels and you spiritual beings to assist me, and I would ask them, when I empower this glyph, please put your energy behind it. And when you call on someone, let's say you call on Jesus to be with you, they are there. Now, they may not answer your prayer like you want it answered, but they always come when you ask them. And when you're asking for something, and it was made very clear to me, I could only do things that are for the highest good. If it's not in the name of love, it doesn't work. So if I'm asking for something selfish, it would not work. It has to be in the name of love or the name of the highest good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, then the energy is then in the glyph. And as I explain, let's picture an easel here with the glyph having an energy of +2. And let's say there's a dog, and the dog adds nothing to it. The dog's not energy, but let's just say his belief is zero because he has no feeling one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets a +2 healing. Dogs and cats, they heal very fast because their mind doesn't get in the way. They're mm-hmm. not asking, they're not putting out any negativity. They're not doing anything. And I tell people that's the best way is to not do anything. If you put out a lot of negative energy, that could get in the way. That would be like a -1. Or it could even be a -2 if you've got somebody who has tremendously negative energy. So, but if you were working with somebody who's really positive and say, "Oh, I believe in this. I think there's let's give this a try. I mean, what do we got to lose here?" And then it could be another +1, and it would be a really powerful healing. Am I making sense?
So what I'm hearing is if somebody perhaps out there doesn't really believe in this. Perhaps they're an atheist or they just don't believe it for whatever reason. Their experience might be, they may have some experience with it, but it would be less. Do I have that right?
It depends upon their attitude. And mm-hmm. One of the things I write in my book is people who have a real negative attitude don't bother. Just pass that by. Because someone who's really has a negative, putting out a lot, everything is energy. And you can tell energy. Have you ever walked in a room with there's people there and somebody has just had an argument? You can
mm-hmm.
feel
yes,
that
you
energy.
Feel it. You can
right.
feel it.
Uh-huh. Right. You can feel power. When somebody's real cheerful, a big smile, that puts out positive energy. So if you've got somebody with real negative energy, that can get in the way of them being healed from like Reiki or anything, any different type of energy healing. And it could even cancel out a prescription. I mean, it can. Their energy is quite powerful. And so I think it's best with negative people, let them be. I mean, we've all experienced somebody who has a problem, and they won't take any advice. I mean, they would rather die than try something different or even change their diet, and they do, and you have to let go. And that's mm-hmm. how it is. Sometimes if somebody's got a negative attitude, you just let go. You bless them and let it go.
Now, I hear you talking coming from a Christian-based faith. People out there who might be, say, agnostic or perhaps have you know, an Eastern philosophy or have a different a whole different religion, could be
right,
whatever, could
right.
be Buddhism, Hinduism, whatever.
Right.
Does it make any difference?
No, because when I call in, I ask Buddha, and it's the same. Just because when to assist me. I've kind of at a point now in my life where I feel like we all come from the same God. I feel like as a Catholic, they would be very isolated and say, well, the Catholics are right and everybody else is wrong, and everybody's got a religion and they think their religion is right and everybody else is wrong. And I'm at a point in my life where I don't feel anybody who's based on love, there's no wrong in any of it. I mean, God is love. That's that's kind of my religion. God is love. If it's not love, it's not God. That's where I am. Mm-hmm. And I don't say it has to be Jesus or it has to be Buddha. It has to be a spiritual love, a love base, whatever the higher power is.
Understood. So I want to let our listeners know, if they're interested in energy healing and have questions for Dr. Jean Logan, you can feel free to call in at 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. And we're with Dr. Jean Logan. And Dr. Logan, this helps clarify, and I really do believe, you know, with positivity and good energy, when you put that out, it comes back to you. And I think the energy movement it's with us all the time. So, you know, it is nice to know that part of this is in our own control, which can help the process, which is important. So what I'd love to ask you next is about some people that you work with. Are the people you work with, are they sort of the same kind of people, or do you work with all kinds of different people on different things? Or if you want to continue to share a story or two, that would be great. We'd like to hear just about, you know, what kinds of things have happened for people.
Well, one of the first ones that happened was I had spoke at the church I go to, and people bought my books. And then the very next Sunday, this elderly couple came to me, and they said they tried the glyphs on their dog, and it worked. And I said, well, what happened? And he just said, she was healed. I said, well, tell me exactly what happened. They had a little Yorkie poo. And she looked down, and she looked at the dog, and the dog was salivating, and it was disoriented. She said the eyes were glazed, and it was Friday night. And she realized that the dog was really sick. It couldn't even walk straight. And where can you get a vet on Friday night? And so she took some glyphs for antibacterial one, and she put them on the back. And in the book, I show where where there's energy points on the dog's or cat's body. They're called chakras. And I show where to put the glyphs, and she put them on the back of the heart and the back of the lungs, and she said she laid down with him, and about 3 hours later, the dog got up, shook himself off, and his eyes were bright, and his tail was wagging, and she said the next morning he was perfectly fine. And so that was the first testimonial I had. And then after a while, this one time, this man called me. I had a glyph. I wanted to create a glyph for calming, just to make people calm. And I was guided to put in the description to heal damaged nerve bundles. And I thought, okay, I mean, this is where I got a clear thing. This is something I would not have thought of. And so I put that in there, and it was empowered. But anyway, it was in the book, and this man he called me. He said, this is embarrassing to talk about, he said, but he was in his mid-50s. And he said he had been impotent for years. He had used street drugs, crystalline methamphetamine, and he said they had damaged him, that he said he was a real problem with his nerves. And he said I'll quote him, he had trouble staying on top of his game in life, is how he said.
Okay.
And as I said, he was impotent, and he got the book, and he just opened it. Oftentimes people will open it, and the page will be right there that they need, and it was that glyph to heal damaged nerves. So he put that on his forehead, one of them, and he felt this calm energy, and he laid down a while. Then later on, he went to bed. And then he said the next morning, he said, it was back all the way. I felt like a 20-year-old. And that was just totally, he wrote a testimonial for me. It was more graphic than I needed to have, but I was going to edit a little bit, and my son said, oh, Mother, you women are such prudes. And so that's in my second book. It's on the website, I think, too. And there are many incidences of animal healings. One is this woman had, let's call it a resident cat, and she went to the rescue center and got another small cat or kitten, and the resident cat did not like that at all. She would spit at the new cat and hiss at it and just terrorize it, and the little kitten would hide under the bed scared to death. So she took a glyph for anger and fear and put it on the resident cat, and a glyph for fear, and I think she used the one for abandonment. Rescue animals, there's a glyph that's called for abandonment, which is really helpful for rescue animals. And she put them on a couple nights in a row or in their cot, in their bed, she put them. And then she put, there's a glyph for love. It puts out a frequency for love, and she put that on there. And she said within 3 days they were the best of friends. So that's how amazing, that's how quick it can be with animals.
And if, forgive me if I miss this, but in terms of put them on them, if somebody wanted to use one of these, do they actually, where do they actually get them? I know you have your books, but I think I may have missed how you physically get them.
Okay. You get the books or use the glyphs? Are you talking about you get the books?
I guess I'm talking about glyphs, how you get the glyphs.
How to use them. Okay. If you're using, let's say, just the one for fear, which is where a good place to start, the book has, each glyph has a header page with a large picture of the glyph and then a little statement about how to use it and what it's about. Then it will have a second page, which is a patch page. It has 16 of that particular glyph. If you were just using one for your solar plexus for fear or for an emotional, you would cut out one and you would take it and tape it to the solar plexus with some type of medical tape. But you could also take half of the page, cut it down the middle where you'd have 8 on each side, and you might put them on a loose sock at night in a loose booty. And after you're used to them, because you want you. Oftentimes, people feel the energy so strongly it keeps them awake at night.
But so the book explains to you how to put them on you and everything. Okay,
absolutely, yes, it does. The one for healing damaged nerves, I usually recommend putting it on the forehead. One of them on the forehead. But if you had problem with nerves in your legs, let's say you had. What is it that diabetics get, neuropathy, then you might put them underneath your feet. And that I do have a man from China I talked to. He said that he was a diabetic and he had neuropathy where he could no longer feel anything in his feet. And he said he used the glyphs. And he first thing he noticed when he took a shower that he was aware of the texture of the shower floor under his feet, which he had not felt for a long time. It had healed the damaged nerves.
Wow.
So I don't know where he used that glyph, though. He never did say what part of his body he put the glyph on.
So, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've heard you say that it can, it helps with several parts of the body. I hear also mental issues and people who have emotional issues, that this can help in all those areas. What about things like weight loss?
Right. Well, we have to realize that weight loss, a weight problem is an emotional problem. when people have excess weight, they are trying to fill a need within themselves, and they are using that food to fill that emptiness inside. And it's usually they need love. There's a lack of solace in there. There's a peace that they're not feeling. And when they eat, it gives them a sense of satisfaction and of peace. And so as they start using the glyphs to remove the sadness, and there's one for guilt and embarrassment, too. Guilt is a big issue, and that's one of the things that can be affect a person's sex life. If you're raised in a Victorian attitude, that can really inhibit your sex life. But that can, all these different emotions can make you feel very unhappy inside, and when you eat, that kind of temporarily gives you that satisfaction. So as you start to use these glyphs and remove all these negative emotions, you feel better about yourself and you start loving yourself more. Part of our problem is we do not love ourselves. And we're trying to fill that void with food. Then as you feel better about yourself and you start loving yourself, you feel good about yourself, you treat yourself better. You start eating better. You don't even need to have anybody tell you. You'll just start going down a path where you will be good to yourself. You will take better care of yourself. And I've had many people write that, oh, I've lost weight, I've lost 30 pounds. And one woman wrote she had quit smoking. Because you recognize how important it is that you take care of your body when you love yourself.
Well, you talked about smoking addiction. That would be that comes from emotional issues. Is that what you're saying as well, or is that
right.
is the addiction
a little
different?
Have you ever heard someone say that I'm going to die anyway? I may as well do, you know. Mm-hmm. And they have this attitude. It's actually almost like a death wish. They don't care. They just want to keep smoking overeating because they don't care. They really don't care. They don't care about themselves. And so as time went by, and like I said, you feel good about yourself, all of a sudden you want to take care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural result of removing all of this heavy burdens. These are burdens that we're carrying around with us.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people are really interested and they're intrigued by this and they think, oh, I don't know if I can really, you know, go this far, if I believe, but they really kind of want to believe. Do you recommend, you know, steps people can take that might get them to the point where they actually would feel comfortable with trying some of these things?
Right. Well, now I have three books. And people say, or if maybe it's a money issue, that they don't have a lot. I recommend the first book, which is Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, because everything stems from the emotions. If they have physical problems, at the basis of that physical problem is an emotional problem. And you can't really heal yourself completely. You can treat the symptoms of a physical problem. But you can't heal it completely unless you also tackle the emotional problems. Let's just say, for example, cancer. At the basis of cancer is often resentment, buried resentment. And have you ever known someone who was treated for cancer and they feel that the doctor say, oh, yeah, you're free of the cancer now, but it comes back?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they have not resolve that emotional issue. When you don't work on that emotional issue, whatever it is, it will come back. And the second book, it goes more into the physical healing, but I always refer them back to using the glyphs as well for the emotional healing at the same time. And mm-hmm. I had a lot of physical ailments, and it seemed like I was almost would have these ailments in an effort. For example, I had a heart problem, and I would get chest pains and that were so scary, and I would call someone. This is after I was no longer married, and I would to tell them if I had to go to the hospital, my dogs would be alone. And then I wrote the glyph to heal the heart, and from the time I used it, I never had chest pains again, and I had a condition called mitral valve prolapse that went away. And as there are different things that I had that I would continue working on and using the glyphs, and I had a glyph to heal the every organ, every gland, and I had I resolved a gallbladder problem with using these glyphs, and I would have people write me on how they had problems with a kidney condition and they had resolved it. One woman, she was taking care of her 89-year-old father, and they wanted to put a pacemaker in him. And a pacemaker is a serious operation. And the idea of him doing this to an 89-year-old man, I don't know if he even would survive that. But anyway, she took the glyph for the healing the heart and also the one for healing the lungs. And she put them on the energy center for the heart, which is right in the center of his chest. And she had that on him every day for 2 weeks. When they examined him again, they said he no longer needed a pacemaker. So that prevented a very serious operation there.
Of course.
The glyph. Well, go ahead.
Can I'm interested in timing of all this. So somebody has relatively the same issue, two people. Might the time it takes for one person to feel better versus the other be different? And what would make those differences happen in terms of the time it takes to heal?
Well, a lot of things is how long have you had a problem? How serious is your problem? And for the one for the detoxification, I was teaching, I said at a meeting with a group of people, and they said, well, how long does it take to detoxify? And I said, well, how many toxins do you have? I mean, if you've been eating junk food all your life, or have you been working with chemicals? So there's no way you could say how long something is going to take. Mm-hmm. Now, I had an issue with a dog that we adopted from the Humane Society. And she was a precious little 30-pound bundle of mischief. But every time we would try to take her somewhere in the car, she would get car sick. She would start throwing up. And so I would try to create a glyph to emulate the frequency of Dramamine. And that worked when I held her, but when I'd put her back with the other dog, she'd start throwing up. And I tried to create one to balance her equilibrium, and that didn't work. And so then I asked, and I said quietly, and I said, what is the problem? Why can I not heal this dog? And I was told that she has brain damage from dehydration and starvation as a puppy, and that I could heal her if I would create a glyph to heal the part of her brain that was damaged. So I wrote a glyph to heal the cerebellum. I was told it was a cerebellum. So I wrote a glyph to heal the cerebellum. And we put it on her and on the dog. It was the very top of her head between the ears. It was called the crown chakra. And so we put that on her every night for 2 weeks, and she was about 90% better. We put it on for another 2 weeks, and it never got car sick again. So for her, and she was a mature dog, she was 3 when we adopted her, so she was probably about 4 by that time. And it took a month, so it took 4 weeks for it to heal. So, but again, like I said, dogs don't get in the way. They're not putting out any negative energy. And she seemed to, when we put it on her, her eyes kind of rolled like, what's going on? She could feel something going on inside of her. But she had no problem with it. We put it on at night. When you put it on an animal, if you're putting it on the animal, itself, and a short-haired animal is easy, but you don't have to. You can put it on a surrogate. That means using something else as a substitute. And so often I could use a teddy bear, like I had when my other dog, he got dementia. He got older, and he got where he was defecating in the house. He acted like he was a zombie. And so I used a teddy bear as a surrogate, and I put on the top of the teddy bear's head a glyph to heal the damaged brain, one for detoxification, because I thought it might be like with humans, they talk about aluminum being the cause of Alzheimer's. And I thought, well, you know, do dogs get Alzheimer's? So I put that detoxification glyph on him, and also one for neurological healing. He never defecated in the house. Within 24 hours, I saw the difference in him, and within 3 days, he was back to normal.
Wow.
So it just depends on what the situation is. And also, a lot depends upon the attitude of the person. If the person's got a good attitude, and that goes with any healing. I've seen people who just go through chemotherapy and radiation, and in spite of all the damage it does, somehow they come out fine and they get well, and a lot depends on their attitude. If they have a good attitude, it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have a beloved dog that I adore. So, you know, I kind of widened my eyes when I heard you say that it works on pets too. She's coming at me right now, as a matter of fact, looking at me. And I love to hear that. And it's, and you know, everything's about energy. And I think people tend to call things miracles a lot of time. You know, even not using glyphs, just in general, when something happens and we can't explain it, we just say it's a miracle, or we don't know what to say. So, you know, I believe anything's possible. You know, I don't judge very much, because I believe that things happen, and with energy out there, anything can happen. And then you've got your spiritual beliefs on top of that, or whatever you have. So, you know, lots of things can happen. So it's just kind of nice to talk about a topic that just opens up our minds and lets us wonder and think, wow, you know, how cool is that? So you know,
in wrapping up,
I do want to make sure that we talk about a couple things. We'll chat a little bit more about the charities that you work with, and also how can people find you? Like, I'm already going to write you because I have an interest in something, so that I'll talk to you about off air. But how can people find your books, or if they want to, if you're out there speaking anywhere, tell us how we do that.
Okay, I have a website, which is drjeanlogan.com. That's drjeanlogan.com. And my books are also available on Amazon. And they're also available at Barnes & Noble. And right now, these books are in 80 countries of the world. And there's one translated in Spanish.
Great.
So that's drjeanlogan.com, drjeanlogan.com.
And you do workshops also, correct?
No, what I do is, I've had people who bought the book and started using it and who contacted me and asked me if they could do workshop the book. And it was a surprise to me. I never thought of that. And I said, well, sure, because after once they started using it, and there are people who would work, I would sell them at a deep discount, and they would have workshops, and it was kind of a win-win-win, because it was a way of the books getting out there, and they would make make money for themselves and help other people as well. So I do speak often. I'm definitely on many internet shows, and I'm on webinars and so forth. And I've got a calendar on the website. And also, I'm on Facebook. There's a page called Unlocking the Power of Glyphs on Facebook, and also a page called Holy Ground Farm, which is the nonprofit where you can see what we do with the helping out children in Nepal. And we also were helping children in Peru for a while. At present time, we did up to last year.
And that's wonderful. Your charity work is wonderful. So your Facebook page, what is that called again?
Unlocking the Power of Glyphs.
And that's G-L-Y-P-H-S, correct?
That's correct, right.
And what inspired you to do, we have just a couple minutes left, but what inspired you to do the work with these charities?
I've always in my mind, I just felt I should be doing something to help children. It was just something inside that then I did. Then we started a nonprofit. We have some land here. I live up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we have 58 acres that's been donated to the nonprofit. And my goal is to have a center for special needs children there. Right now, it's just got roads and a campground, but that's my vision, that someday we'll have a center for special needs children.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the other children, I just said, God, please, I know I'm supposed to be doing something to help children with this nonprofit. Tell me what it is. And I met a woman who was working with some children in Nepal I just felt like that was the answer, because even though there are children in this country that need help, in some of these other countries, they have nothing. They have no programs. I mean, women abandon their babies all the time. And they don't have school. They don't have free school like we have here. The government doesn't pay for school there. If you're rich, your children go to school. If you're poor, there's no school. And so we not just help the orphanages, but we pay to hire teachers for remote villages and also feed them something at lunchtime. So these children in the remote villages are not, there's such an illiteracy problem there. And so this will help fight that illiteracy problem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Jean Logan, thank you for your good work, and thank you for coming on the show and perhaps, you know, giving our listeners something to think about that they may have never thought about before, and opening up our minds to new things, which is always a good thing for us to do. And I appreciate you being on the show, and I thank you for being here. Make sure you check out Dr. Jean Logan's website at www.drjeanlogan.com. Thanks again, Dr. Jean, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Lori. I've enjoyed it very much, and my blessings to everyone out there.
Thank you. I now would like to thank our sponsors, AirServe of Mentor and AirServe of Strongsville, your residential and commercial heating and cooling companies in the Cleveland, Ohio area. Veteran owners provide the best warranties, guarantees, and best financing in the business. www.airserve.com/mentor for Cleveland's east side, or /Strongsville for Cleveland's west side. Humanity Thriving Out Loud. Read The Magic Happens magazine at www.themagichappensnow.com. If you'd like to check out my newest, latest, and greatest articles on relationship happiness, make sure you go to yourtango.com. With 12 million unique readers a month, I'm very proud to have my articles and blog there at yourtango.com. Thanks for listening in, Happiness Hangout listeners, and see you next time.
Hi, this is your host, Lori. Want to get more happiness? Check out all the free readings, activities, and my blog at my website, Want to learn how to deal with life's challenges from your positive core? Check out Empowering Yourself to Happiness class, done totally online. You can find it all at www.happinesshangout.net. www.happinesshangout.net. Come explore and feel better wherever you are. This is Lori Peters with the Happiness Hangout. I provide presentations on happiness and well-being to businesses, schools, and anyone involved in wellness and professional days. Check out tons of free resources and activities also at my website, www.happinesshangout.net. Feel better wherever you are. Help us grow the Happiness Hangout Show. Become a sponsor. Businesses and nonprofits, get your info out there to thousands of my listeners all over the world for just pennies. Individuals can also sponsor one or more shows, and you get a shout out to your favorite charity. Several packages available. Come see what you get and put out there what's important to you. Go to www.happinesshangout.net. www.happinesshangout.net for more information.